I can't tell you how many times I tried recording this. I feel like I gotta do practice recordings every time just so I can release the stress. Just because this is also a very sensitive topic, and it's very hard to try to even have a conversation with anybody about this because everybody's riled up. There's certain aspects of it that I'll probably weigh in when people have cooled down. But until then, what I can say is that what's happened in Minneapolis, the video of George Floyd dying, is tragic, it's upsetting, and infuriating. Infuriating, because what must that cop think now? I mean, really, what must that guy think now? That guy literally killed George Floyd. Yeah, I know that George Floyd didn't die there at the scene. He was pronounced dead when they got to the hospital. But he was unresponsive. And when the coroner's evidence bears out, is the cause of death. What was it? Doesn't really matter. What pushed it over the edge was the police officer. This is widely condemned by everybody. I don't know of one person that said that the cop was in the right. Even cops are saying that the guy was in the wrong. There were four involved. The media wanted to say that they're all white. They're not. They're not all white. One of them's at least Asian. But the narrative to be preached, that was my concern at first. Like, the way the media was going to handle it was my concern. Because I knew that the way they were going to handle it, if they feed into the frenzy, the narrative that black people are being hunted by the police, that it was going to stoke the fans and fires of rage, and it was going to lead to more destruction, death, and suffering. And that's exactly what we're seeing here with at least three nights of protest leading into its fourth night. And just people at each other's throats just because they're arguing over this, that if you don't express this perspective, you're part of the problem. It's gotten really ugly. Social media is not helping, and the mainstream media is culpable. And in fact, I blame them for the violence at hand. Not so much the police officers. They did the wrong, absolutely. But the ones that stoked the fans of hate are the media, and are technically encouraging this. And we have people that are civil rights activists and leaders, put people in positions of power at different levels of government, from local to the stateship, and people that are officials and celebrities and sports celebrities that are supporting this and saying, yeah, let the unrest continue. You tell me how that honors George Floyd. I never saw Martin Luther King do that. That's the problem. That now that there's more death, destruction, and suffering, that the narrative is lost. Justice for George Floyd. That narrative is lost. That's why the DA rushed out today to announce that the officer that had George Floyd pinned, that he is being brought up on charges of third-degree murder and manslaughter, and more charges possibly to come depending on how the investigation goes, and more to come about what's going to happen to the other three police officers that were summarily fired as soon as the video surfaced on Tuesday about this. We have lost the narrative, and I even seen people in religious, in positions of leadership in churches calling for the continuing of this. Meanwhile, also putting out Bible verses about justice. They're like, wow. That's exactly been my concern. I call people out for their virtue signaling. And that's exactly what I'm getting at. That virtue signaling is also part of the problem. It isn't solving the situation. It isn't bringing about justice. It's only stoking the flames of rage that will continue to lead to more death, destruction, and suffering. As of this recording, the day after the George Floyd video came out, Los Angeles had 1,000 demonstrators. I don't believe they were all Black Lives Matter. Some of them look like Antifa. I'm surprised we haven't heard much about Portland. But these are the states or cities where there are active protests about this. I'm not saying they're violent protests, I'm just saying that they're protests. There's been some incidents, but nothing has broken out to a bigger degree, unlike, I believe it was, I'll get to it in a bit, but it's Atlanta, Georgia, Denver, Colorado, New York, New York, Windmere, Florida, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Fontana, California, Columbus, Ohio, where some of the protests actually broke into City Hall, Houston, Texas, where things almost got out of hand because someone among the protesters was carrying a rifle trying to incite something, and some people were saying that it was a right-wing plant. Look, you could throw your conspiracy theories all around. All I'm saying is that something almost went down, and it didn't go down. Thank God for that. Phoenix, Arizona, another one. Petal, Mississippi. Louisville, Kentucky. San Jose, California. Las Vegas, Nevada. And that doesn't even include the situation, or maybe it does, Louisville, Kentucky, because 7 people were shot in a protest there. When the lockdowns happened, I said that this whole lockdown thing, because of the COVID-19, was felt like deja vu, because it was a combination of the eeriness and the unity that was brought forth by 9/11 attacks afterwards, because it was just so eerie when everything closed down and slogans, United We Stand, were brought together. And then I said it was combined with the paranoia and the hysteria of the Y2K, because, you know, the Y2K bug, those that live through it will know it. But I've said, and I maintain, and I've been saying it over and over again on my show, that I hope it doesn't lead to the third part that this might remind me of, because people were arming themselves. I said, I do not want to see riots akin to the Los Angeles riots. And that's exactly what's happening now. Everything that I warned about. People were already at all-time high stress, being cooped in. And now we have this. Justice for George Floyd needs to be brought, and swift. The DA needs to handle it right, and needs to be super transparent about this whole thing when the case comes down, because though literally the whole world will be watching this. And I don't want to say that precedence needs to be set, but honestly, it's going to look like that. That precedence needs to be set. That this kind of just unprofessionalism cannot be tolerated. Look, it really must suck to be a police officer, because everybody is being painted as a racist cop. Doesn't matter what color you are, even though you're blue bloods. It's just, that's the way it's perceived. And that's why everything's being blanketed. America, you're racist. And if you say otherwise, that's the new racism. Like, I don't even understand what that phrase means. Yes, there's racism. Yes, there's prejudice. No such thing as reverse racism. Racism is racism. You don't like someone else because of the color of their skin? That's racism. Simply put, every single skin group has racism in it, or some form of prejudice. But in a civilized society, it can't and shouldn't be the norm. It cannot be legislated. That's what the whole civil rights movement was about. 1964, the Civil Rights Act. The fight had never stopped. Other forms of racism are institutionalized. I'm not going to get into all that in this one. All I'm saying is, justice better be swift. Peaceful demonstrations, I'm all for it. Violent protests, looting, rioting are wrong. They hurt the narrative. It's probably even being washed away right now. There's just no cause for that. Will the mainstream media be held accountable for all the damage and destruction that they have done because of how they paint things? Not just from this incident, not just from COVID-19. That's just 2020. It's upsetting to think how quickly people have forgotten. When the whole country was united, because Kobe Bryant died. But you wouldn't believe that the whole country was united after Kobe Bryant died, because we're all supposed to be racist. America's racist. So sad. So, so sad. America needs to unite. Under God. George Floyd, may you rest in peace.